Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio
history.
Forever and ever.
And ever.
Nance and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but caution, you may gain weight just by listening.
Ooh, that's not good.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right as long as I get my hug.
I love Dean Martin.
That's a great song.
Yeah, you let it go forever.
I liked it. I never heard that song.
And everybody's going to hear it again at the end of the show.
You know, when you ask me how I like my eggs next time, I'm going to say with a kiss.
No, I'm going to say come and cook them yourself. Don't I normally tell you that when they're fried?
Okay, so that might work. Okay, that might work. All right.
This segment is not so exceptional. Jim had a lot of recording sessions at the radio station one day, so we decided it would be a good idea to have a big breakfast.
You know, I got to power up for all this work I'm doing here. You know,
you've powered up for years, my love.
Okay, well, that could be a problem.
While trying to decide where to go, we remember driving down Algonquin Road and seeing signs for a new brunch restaurant. We thought we could fill up our tummies and also have a show on it.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
We jumped into the mini-mobile and headed off to Exceptional Cafe in Algonquin.
We are pretty sure this location is the former home of Buddy Z's Pizzeria. I don't think they survived the whole COVID thing.
Well, that's not that they didn't survive. I know for a fact because our neighbor across the street from us, her son-in-law owned it.
Oh, oh.
And they now went to Arizona, and they've got a whole bunch of different ones in Arizona, and they're even going out to Florida.
Oh, so evidently they don't like the Chicago climate.
Probably not.
Okay. The restaurant has been completely redone, and the inside, coincidentally, greatly resembles another local brunch restaurant that serves syrup-y favorites.
Mm-hmm.
The white and gray tone decor must be a hot new trend. A lot of restaurants are doing that.
They're starting to go into the white and gray, I know.
Very, very simple, minimalistic, all white and gray.
Nice and clean and, you know.
Sparkly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The restaurant for a weekday morning at 10 o'clock was pretty empty. After we were seated, we waited patiently for our waiter and looked at the menu to decide what we were going to have. Jim decided on the lumberjack cinnamon roll French toast.
Which anything with lumberjack in front of it, you know, it's like a ton of food.
Uh-huh.
So I
don't know, but you do.
I always go for that one.
That was $12.99. This was two pieces of home-style cinnamon French toast with two eggs, two slices of bacon, two sausage links, sliced ham, and hash browns or seasoned cubed potatoes. He chose the hash browns for his side. I looked at him and said, seriously, you think you can eat all of that?
Now, the minute that Nance says that to me, you know, I got to go for it.
So the challenge was?
I accepted her challenge, or so I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, on a good morning, I can pound it away.
On a good night, you can pound it away. And an afternoon, too.
Good point. Nancy wanted to be different. Oh, that's so unusual.
I know.
And decided on the stuffed waffle for $10.99. This was served with two eggs, your choice of bacon or sausage, and a stuffed waffle with strawberries, blueberries, and bananas. She chose bacon for her side. Didn't that sound good?
It did sound good, didn't it? So I thought, what the heck? I'm going to go try something different instead of having the same old bacon, eggs, and toast. Well, our waiter finally appeared. Finally, meaning Oh my gosh, it took forever. Wearing a Flappy's Pancake House apron. Huh?
That made no sense. But there is a Flappy's, I think, in Carpentersville or something. There's a Flappy's somewhere.
But you don't sit there and wear an apron and advertise somebody else's restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know if the owner just ran out of aprons or if it was his own personal apron. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it was kind of, that was the harbinger of things to come.
Mm-hmm. He took our order, even though we had to explain to him what our entrees included. He turned and started walking away. After waiting so long, we didn't want him disappearing again, so we called him back to take our drink order. I mean, that's what they normally do first thing when they come to your table, is get your drink order, come back, and then you order.
Right, and I needed my coffee in the morning. I'm sorry. Otherwise, I get cranky.
After an hour up, you had to get to that restaurant so that you could get your coffee.
I need coffee.
You need coffee. So in all fairness, we found out that it was his first day on the job, so we can cut him some slack. I mean, it is his first day. We got to be nice. Unfortunately, yeah. Though, it took 15 minutes just to get our drinks. Black. It's iced tea that I always get.
Yeah.
And it's coffee.
And coffee. It's not really rocket science.
15 minutes? Okay. Seriously. That's all I'm saying.
A couple of short minutes after that, our food arrived. Huh?
I know.
Breakfast... It gets cooked very, very quickly.
But exactly.
This was like, it took us 15 minutes for our coffee, and then 2 minutes after that, you know, our food arrived.
That cook was really quick, let me tell you.
That was quick. Unfortunately, Nancy's stuffed waffle wasn't so stuffed at all.
And neither was I.
Yeah, it wasn't stuffed at all. What arrived were two waffle halves stacked on top of each other with a few pieces of fruit on top, and a dollop of whipped cream, huh?
Exactly.
It was supposed to be a stuffed waffle.
And I was looking forward to something different. I make waffles at home. All I have to do is make those and throw a few pieces of fruit on top also. I mean, thought it was going to be stuffed and it was going to be tasty.
And there
wasn't
only...
that much fruit on top either. $10.99 for a waffle with hardly any fruit.
I thought the same thing. I'm thinking they put like six pieces of little bits of fruit on top.
Yeah.
Like, that's a stuffed waffle?
Yeah.
No.
Jim's plate looked pretty good, though. It really did. We started eating, and we noticed a common trait with both of our entrees. At best, and we're saying at best, everything was just lukewarm. We also noticed everything seemed to us to be very dried out. We are not making any accusations, but it resembled something that was made in advance and warmed up. That is just our opinion, though. Even the container of syrup was warmer than our food. That's pretty bad.
I know.
That warmed up my food. Jim lost the challenge. He didn't finish his food.
And I was so disappointed because it sounded really good. I mean, I don't mind spending $12.99 for a breakfast if it's good and a ton of food. And another thing, too, the way the menu was worded, I expected to see a cinnamon roll somehow made into French toast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's what I expected. And it was kind of like raisin bread with some dried out cinnamon on top.
Well, no, everything was dried out on that thing.
Yeah.
You gave me a taste and I just spit it out because I said, that's too dry.
Yeah.
I couldn't chew. It was really hard.
And you know how, I mean, sausage links were huge.
Yeah, but they look shriveled.
That's it. You know how when you cook a sausage link and you just have them, put them on the side, and after a while they get all crinkly?
Yep.
That's the way these were. But
Sort of like my face lines here on my eyes. Crinkly.
Exactly like that.
Oh, shut up. You
no,
moron.
You know, we're not making accusations. This is just what it seemed like to us.
Exactly.
Maybe we're too fussy, but it would have been nice to have the waiter top off our drinks during the meal.
That really would have been nice. I was out.
It's here again. It's not rocket science.
I know.
It's not that big of a deal.
And it wasn't busy, so why not?
We decided enough was enough, and we wanted our check.
You had to get out to do your recordings.
That's right, yeah. Unfortunately, we couldn't find our waiter. He got lost again.
Yep.
We finally got up and put on our jackets when our waiter spotted us. Yay! After another long wait and many consultations with other wait staff, our waiter gave us our bill of $30.06.
All you need to make an omelet is a hot fire, and you need a bowl, and you need some butter, some salt and pepper, and some eggs.
This is a personal note from me to the manager. Please train your employees before you just throw them out there.
Yeah.
Really.
Really. Because then they might not have, well, then they got to train the cooks, too, to make the food fresh.
Yeah. I mean, in other restaurants, you see one waitress, like, in training with another waitress.
Right. They go along with them.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well.
FYI, this restaurant is handicap accessible. So, my love, what is your take on this restaurant?
I really had high hopes for it because I love breakfast.
Yeah, I know.
I love breakfast.
I'm not a breakfast eater like you are.
My bubble was burst.
Mm-hmm.
No doggy bag for me.
We left it all there.
Yeah. What's your take, Toots?
My mother always told me, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Ouch. Better give them the particulars, Toots.
Exceptional Cafe, 2749 Algonquin Road, Algonquin, 60102. Phone numbers 224-678-9218. The website is www.ag-exceptionalcafe.com. The directions, take Route 47 North to Algonquin Road East to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 16 minutes.
For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM listening dial and available all over the world and even outer space on the internet.
And we put you in WHRU.
I wonder if they have an Alexa on the space station.
I don't know.
I don't know. They have to put like a little helmet on her or something?
I don't know, dear.
Because you can say, Alexa, play Huntley Community Radio on TuneIn, and we're there.
Oh.
So we're all over everywhere.
Everywhere. Yes. If only she'd listen, because she does not like me. Whenever I tell her to turn off my lights, she doesn't listen to me.
No, she doesn't like you for some reason.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I talk nice when she, maybe she has a thing for me.
Oh.
That could be.
Oh.
Because I, you know, she doesn't listen to you at all, and I say the exact same thing.
And she does it for you.
She does it right away.
I know.
Huh. She's got a thing for me.
That must be.
Must be my voice. Must be turning around.
You must have the charm.
That's it.
Yeah, right. Okay, my love. What letters did we get this week? I hope we got tons of them.
We'll find out. Hold on. Uh-huh. We do that. Yep. We're going to dial this. You younger listeners, ask your grandparents what this sound is. We're almost in.
Oh, good.
Okay, we're good. You know, we did get a letter.
We did?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, we did. And we got a letter from Lori about Bandido Barney in East Dundee.
Bandido Barney?
Bandido Barney.
Well, first of all, is that Mexican because it's Bandido?
I think it could be Mexican.
But Barney? Not Bandido, like...
Juan
or Jose?
Bandido Barney.
Barney?
It's an
Barney the big purple dinosaur?
I hope not. No. It's an alliteration. Bandido Barney.
Oh, okay.
You know, like Lucky Luigi.
Oh, okay.
Or
maybe Luigi isn't so lucky, though.
So there are all kinds of things like that. But
all kinds of things like that? Is that what you're trying to say? Get away.
Sure.
Oops, and get away. Oops, I just hit my microphone. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't hurt anybody's ears out there in the listening world.
We're professionals.
We are professionals.
You can tell. There are a lot of new restaurants opening up. A lot of them are closing, so it's going to be exciting. So,
well, not for the poor people who are closing. There,
yeah,
though.
I feel bad because
I do too.
Well, they got a double whammy actually because first they were closed for COVID.
Yep.
And now they're having a lot of trouble getting waitstaff and help. And I really feel bad for them because it's like a double whammy, a perfect storm. But I hope they survive and everything turns out all right. Give it a little while. Hang in there, people. And in the meantime, if you'd like to recommend a restaurant to us, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. www.jimandnancyegg.org.
Are you gonna eat that? 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 Are you gonna eat that?
Warning. Warning. Warning, Will Robinson. Remember that?
Ask your grandparents about that one, too.
Warning. This segment is not for the faint of heart or stomach. Here is Jim with some weird food combinations.
One thing I never will understand is people are always taking pictures of what they eat and posting it on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Tic Tacs, whatever. They're posting it on everything.
Thumbtacks.
Exactly. And I personally don't care what other people eat.
I don't neither.
I mean, are people that self-absorbed that they have to take a picture and post what they eat?
We don't.
No.
And
I don't care.
If anybody should take a picture of what they're eating, would be food critics.
That's right.
So we can show it on the radio.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Enough of this.
Horsing around here. Let's get to the good stuff.
I have 15 of the most queasiest combinations and pictures that have been, these actually have been posted on the internet.
Okay.
Which means people think this is good and they want other people to eat it and try it.
Okay.
The first one is a baked beans and egg pizza. This picture looks...
Baked beans and eggs, though, it doesn't even go together.
Well, it's on a pizza crust, and it's exactly what you think it is. It's baked beans and eggs plopped on a pizza. It's like a shakshuka that went wrong.
I would never think of baked beans and eggs.
I don't get that either.
Baked beans with Wheaties, not with eggs.
Okay. This one is from a very sick person also. It's a picture of a hard-boiled egg.
Okay.
And they scoop the yolk out.
Okay.
Probably for health reasons. And they fill it with ketchup. And that's it.
And they eat it just like that?
Someone posted that on Instagram.
I see the picture.
Yeah.
They lopped off the top, a little bit of the top, and scooped out everything. And then that's a lot of ketchup for a white, the whites of a hard-boiled egg.
I know. But ketchup and eggs do go.
Yeah, but they go good on the yolks.
Well, this one has pasta.
The yolk isn't on him. The ketchup's on him. That's right. Disgusting, because I don't like ketchup to begin with.
Oh, you want to see something? Oh, wait till this next one. Talk about disgusting.
Okay.
This is from Reddit.com, and it's a clam chowder ice pop.
Ooh!
And it's exactly what it is. You take a can of New England clam chowder, and stick it in one of those
popsicle
molds, and you got cold ice pop clam chowder.
Oh, that sounds. I mean, that's gross. That's
exactly.
Oh, that really is. That should have been your last one, because that is totally disgusting.
Okay.
Cold iced soup.
Yep. Hamburger helper with a thick layer of applesauce on top.
Hamburger helper?
Oh.
Wait. Ooh.
With applesauce on top.
Oh. Who eats this stuff?
This was on Instagram also. It looks like something that my dog would vomit. Really?
Oh, gosh.
Banana slices with raw fish bits.
Whoa.
Now, this can't be serious.
With raw fish bits?
This is on Reddit. It can't be.
It can't. Look, I see the tail on that fish sticking out and the heads of them.
The heads are on it, too. Oh.
With bananas?
Uh-huh.
So good and tasty.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Julia Child. I don't think so. I don't think you would even eat that. Oh, it's awful looking. If you could only see it. Oh.
Now, this is something college kids would do.
Okay.
Uncooked ramen noodles with peanut butter on top. Possibly.
Oh, possibly. That's not real gross.
No, that's not real gross.
That was real gross. That's not bad, but how do you smear it on top? I mean, the noodles would just get stuck on the thing that you're smearing it with.
This, I don't know. This is next one's very bizarre, too.
Okay.
It had to be fixed somehow because chocolate donuts stuffed with baked beans. That was on Facebook.
Let me see.
How'd they get the baked beans in a donut?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Baked beans in a chocolate-covered donut? That looks like a yeast donut that's iced
but
chocolate.
How do you get the baked beans in there? And what's more important, why?
Well, it's just like a Bismarck or anything. You know, they put the piping bag
into the donut,
and then they just squish the baked beans in. That's just totally wrong and disgusting. You just wrecked it for me with donuts.
How about tuna and bologna on pizza?
Oh!
Now, bologna on a pizza, I can see that. But tuna?
How can you see that?
Well, it's kind of like a pepperoni or something. Or a bacon.
No, it's not pepperoni. Bologna is blander.
Bologna goes on anything.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Especially, my love, not on pizza. And not with, that's just awful.
Let's see. Oh, this is actually good.
What?
Oreos with pickles in them.
Sweet and salty.
Didn't say what kind of a pickle. The picture is, somebody took apart an Oreo cookie and put a pickle in there.
A slice of, the little slices of little pickle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then they leave the icing and everything on it too?
Yep.
Probably, and just mush it together? Well, I don't know about a chocolate.
Wait.
You're going on before I can get done critiquing this.
I'm just excited for the next one.
No, shut up and listen.
What?
Chocolate-covered pickles? That's what it's going to be like, an Oreo with chocolate.
I got to try that.
Oh, gross. Okay, go on.
Oh, this next one is good. You take this one shows a piece of mortadella, and you wrap it up like a cone.
Uh-huh.
And you stick spaghetti on the inside. And that was on Instagram. See it?
Oh,
but
like a cornucopia.
Yes. Well,
now, that's just, if you're Italian, people, they like the mortadella. Maybe it goes together. I don't know. I don't eat mortadella.
Okay, the next one is cool. Tuna inside an ice cream cone.
Truthfully, it's not ice cream. It's just tuna in a cone.
Yeah, tuna
in a cone. That's not bad.
Chili with sushi in it.
That's bad. Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, yeah, disgusting.
That really does look disgusting.
That's the chili?
Yeah.
Oh, and so they put the sushi rolls in it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So they're swimming on top.
Pasta topped with chocolate sauce and cheese? I don't know.
Really?
Chocolate
and cheese? I don't think so. That doesn't go good.
We got... Ooh, next one.
What?
This is on Instagram. It is peas coated with peanut butter?
How do you coat a pea with peanut butter? They'd stick on
it. You kind of mix it together.
It'd be clumps of it.
And finally, this is the cream of the crop.
Is it better than that other disgusting stuff that you were showing us?
This is peas and Fruit Loops Mexican style variety plate. You got rice, you got peas, you got beans, and you got Fruit Loops.
Okay. That was disgusting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right as long as I get my hug. I've got to have my love in AM.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down,
I'll never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss.
Just as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like
mine with a kiss.
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried,
I'm satisfied.
As long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like
mine with a hug.
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light,
the world's all right.
As long as I get my hug,
I've got to have my love in AM.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.